A peace camp near Jenin is under threat currently as Palestinian villagers and internationals are targeted for their nonviolent protest of the apartheid wall. A Canadian member of the ISM was one of four arrested on Wednesday at the peace camp. And Rahsaan, one of the co-founders of the International Solidarity Movement, joins us on the line to give us the very latest. Welcome to the program, Rahsaan.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about the peace camps and the apartheid wall? What exactly is happening there on the border between Israel and occupied Palestine?
You know, the international solidarity movement with Palestinians at different villages are trying to stand against the apartheid wall by actually putting peace camps in the way in which this wall is being constructed. It happened in Mas'han near Arbouna so far in Jenin, where the four international activists were arrested. The major problem with the so-called security wall, but it is actually an apartheid wall, it's that it's encircling most of the different Palestinian regions and sometimes even a group of small villages, taking most of their lands, turning them into refugee camps, and cutting Palestinian areas into pieces. And it goes so deep inside the West Bank and sometimes for about 25 kilometers, like in the area near Ariel. And we see this as very threatening to the peace process, and we see that with this huge monster, there will be no chances for peace, there will be no chances for a Palestinian state. So we decided to highlight this in our Freedom Summer campaign and start a campaign trying to obstruct and delay the work in this apartheid wall. Unfortunately, we are being faced with soldiers' brutality, and the camps have been raided, cleared away, and nationals are being arrested.
Rahsaan, just tell us a bit more about what happened on Wednesday. There was one Canadian among four internationals of the International Solidarity Movement that were arrested on Wednesday at the peace camp near Jenin. What happened there?
According to the phone calls we received from the activists while being arrested, the army raided the place, the peace camp, removed two tents, and arrested the two people. And took them immediately into a detention camp called Salem Detention Camp. At that point, we received a mail text from them, from one of their mobiles, saying that they have been physically abused and beaten during the interrogation. Then the four were transferred to Ariel Settlement, where they were detained there. Yesterday night, there was a midnight hearing for them because Israel is initiating a deportation process against them. And our lawyer managed to arrive there at the time. And Sunday noon, there will be a court for eight of them because more were arrested in Nablus area. And we are preparing our case for the hearing of Sunday. The activists who were arrested in Nablus were released because both have Israeli passports. And now we have eight facing the court of Sunday.
Well, Rahsaan, let's talk about the peace camps and the peace process that you mentioned. You just mentioned briefly the roadmap. What's the distinction between what's on the table with the peace process that's been extended by Bush and Ariel Sharon in the roadmap process? And what's the difference between that sort of peace and the sort of peace that's being worked on and developed within these camps, not only by these internationals within the international solidarity movement, but also by the villagers who are participating in these peace camps as well?
Well, what we do here is actually trying to work jointly, Palestinians and internationals, in order to end the Israeli occupation. Now, we definitely welcome any effort that comes from any side trying to end the occupation. But what we do is actually trying to remove or dismantle the occupation. We try to remove roadblocks that really block the mobility of Palestinian civilians and isolate them in ghettos. We are trying to obstruct and stop the build-up of this apartheid system, which is erected by this monster called the security wall. What we are doing is actually doing work on ground and not really peace talks. Now, for us, and we had an experience in that, so much is being talked about and so many negotiations and meetings are happening, yet to us on ground, things are getting worse. People cannot move. The occupation is still strong and vibrant and still really strengthening its ability to control the lives of Palestinians and destroy it. So our role in our peace camps and in our attempts to remove the roadblocks and defy the occupation is to dismantle occupation and not really negotiate it. Now, for the roadmap and the peace talks, we in the International Solidarity Movement do not interfere in Palestinian internal issues, and we leave it for Palestinians to decide their engagement in any political peace process.
Rassan, what is the current status of the peace camp near Jenin, and is the ISM asking for any sort of support from the world community regarding what happened in this last week?
What really is important for us is more the participation of the local Palestinian community in those activities, and this is really very encouraging. So many of the Palestinians are staying in those camps, are visiting the camps in hundreds and supporting the people there. We get some coverage internationally to the peace camps we already established, and we think we managed to highlight this issue in front of the world, showing, you know, the level of aggressiveness that this project is in enforcing on the Palestinian society and its resources. And we intend to continue with that. We intend with this Freedom Summer campaign to build more peace camps at different areas, especially in Jenin, Tulkarem area, and Nablus area.
Thank you very much for joining us today on the program. If individuals want more information about the International Solidarity Movement and the work that is continuing on in occupied Palestine, you can check out their website at palsolidarity.org. That's palsolidarity.org. Thanks again, Rassan.
Thank you.